This is the SML Podcast.
Catch a ride.
Catch a ride. Come on, catch a ride.
Catch a gun.
I have 2 minutes and 30 seconds, so I'm leaving mine open.
Never doing that again.
All right.
And mine's only going to be 1,000 anyway, because that's all I ever get.
I've gotten so far 1,000 and 1,000. I will probably get another 1K. That's such bullshit.
I know, it's horseshit. I only get 1K every
I've gotten good things
time.
A few times.
I've never.
That's quantity. All right, what's up, everybody? I'm small.
Medium.
Holy shit, you're here?
Yeah.
We've played that joke out too many times, though.
Yeah, but
he's
you know
always
what?
Gone, so it's never played out.
Yeah, but you know what?
He saved his job this time.
I'm busy sometimes.
I'm large, and this is the episode 19. 19!
Almost at that giveaway.
Of the SML podcast.
Older than I'd like her, but...
Yeah, but you know what? It's still young enough to be...
Really no, it's good. Not.
But hey, in the week leading up to a giveaway, we're doing a giveaway this week.
Wait, are we giveaway inceptioning? Are we putting a giveaway in a giveaway?
No, we're doing a giveaway before a giveaway. Ow. We're just holding the giveaway in the giveaway period.
You said period.
Stop fucking around.
Yeah, you're the busiest unemployed person I know.
Dude, it's just... I think we might have actually gone over that before, too.
Probably.
I know, I'm always busy. I'm always busy.
Anyway.
The big news
so
this week is...
today is Thursday, not Wednesday, which means that the day we were supposed to record and we didn't, shit went down.
Some super shit.
Nintendo said they're going to re-release the Super Nintendo.
That's awesome. Nice. It's
probably the biggest news from E3 that nobody heard.
You know what? That's not even worth joking about, like, because I'd buy the fuck out of it.
No, everybody would. Nintendo has that along with a Pokemon MMO for one of their consoles. In the back vault of this is what we do if we start losing money.
Yeah, Super NES. In case of emergency, break glass, and behind it is a Pokemon MMO and a Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Anyway,
Pokemon MMO for the Super Nintendo.
Dude, now we're just
Microsoft
bust out the X band.
Microsoft announced the Xbox 180 console.
He hates that joke already. I said it as soon as I got here, and he's like, "That's like the dumbest joke."
It was the first thing that came to mind when I heard that.
That's the first thing that came to everyone's mind. Therefore,
1,000 coins, eat shit.
Fuck off, Tetris. Anyway, continue.
Therefore, everybody made the joke a million times over on Wednesday.
Because the joke is perfect. You will never see a company walk themselves into a perfect joke like that ever again.
Very true.
I mean, it's better than X-Bone. X-Bone was pretty good, but...
Xbox 180, much better.
Xbox 180 is just like, as soon as they announced it, it went, bing!
Well, you're not alone.
I know I'm not.
Yeah, all...
And that's what I'm going to be calling it for the entire console generation.
Well, when I posted it...
It's still the X-Bone to me.
Yeah, but it's easier for me to say Xbox 180 than Xbox One.
X-Bone.
No.
When I put it on Facebook and, like, Kyle's like, oh, yeah, I already got that, like, an hour ago, I was like... It's like, yeah, no, I can see that. I can see everybody getting that right
away. Every time. As soon as it was announced, I'm like, 180. It's not a switch that we could just magically turn off. Oh, wait, we're just going
to
turn off this one.
Well, no, see, they do have to remove some features. It's not like they just went, never mind.
They have to remove a lot of features.
No, they don't have to remove too many features.
Yeah.
Biggest things that I was looking forward to, installing games and not needing the disc, accessing your entire library anywhere, having the family share option, all gone.
Here's the interesting thing about that. Did they announce exactly
what they're going to take out of it and what they're going to
pretty much what I just announced.
Okay. But here's the interesting thing about that is that it's not going to affect the digital games. So if you were to buy something
You can't sell digital content anymore.
They said that they're not going to allow you to sell anything digital.
There's no reselling of digital content at all.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I imagine that
will
get implemented.
But hey, you could play used games, which you could have already done.
Fucking people bitching.
Yeah. So,
and I think it was a minority of people that were bitching.
Yeah, but you do have to take into consideration, like, what was it, Amazon had that one poll where they're like, oh yeah, tell us what new console you're going to get, and it was like, fucking, I don't know, like 60,000 people put like PlayStation 4 and like 6,000.
Yeah, but most of the people that are those types of gamers who are upset about it and bitching about it, we're the types of people who are going to like sit on 4chan and they're like, oh, Amazon's got a poll up, let's go bomb it. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what that demographic was.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that happened with like Mass Effect and whatnot. There's a lot of people who didn't like the ending, myself included. But a vocal minority came out and yelled at them, and they ended up putting on, like,
then they extended an extra and people ending. Still hated it.
Well, it was, they didn't really fix the problem, which was the problem.
The thing, it's like, shit happens.
The problem was, there was a problem.
Shit happens, people bitch, they try to fix it, and it's still not good enough for anyone.
Yeah,
like, everyone online, they were like, oh, I'll get rid of the DRM, and then I'll get an Xbox One.
And now I got DRM's rid of the DRM.
Oh, well, it's too little, too late. It's a week after E3. There's 6 months until this fucking thing comes out. It is nowhere near too late.
That's been blowing my mind, that people have been saying that, like, no, well, I'm not going to get it anyway because they're a horrible company with
green. You did exactly what I wanted.
And then the other thing is, too, they'll be like, well, who's to say that they're not going to turn it on once I get it?
Well, I honestly hope that some of these ideas that they had, they do start putting into the system, you know, a year down the line. They start saying, if you start buying things digitally, you can trade them in digitally. Look at this is what our program was supposed to be originally. You know, now you can try it without any detriment, but only if you buy digitally from us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would be a smart move.
They're too scared to do it now.
Oh, I'm sure they're terrified.
Which is, it really pisses me off, because I swear to God, I'm one of the only people on my entire Facebook friend list who actually was excited for some of the features that were announced for the Xbox One. I mean, I didn't like the fact that you have to connect online once a day. But whatever, my system's online all the time anyways.
Yeah, it didn't affect a lot of
everybody who bitches, I guarantee that they're online nearly 24 hours a day.
Well, if they're online bitching about it, they have an internet connection.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, it still doesn't fix the Spy Connect.
You can turn it off!
Yeah.
They said you can turn it the fuck off.
That's been addressed multiple times over. It's still always on, so's your laptop. Fuck off.
Yeah, but there's no power button on it.
No, but you can disable it through the system.
How you... Alright, so... But the main functionality that they were saying with the Kinect that they want people to start utilizing is a lot of the voice commands. So the voice command being something like Xbox On. So if you turn off the Kinect...
You can disable those functions.
Yeah, you can disable it off, so it's basically just, okay, you have to...
So it's just like a system now, where you can disable that.
Saying Xbox
On... Without a power button.
Saying Xbox On and stuff like that, the system is not off. It's in a standby.
No, I know, it's in a standby.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. It's basically just kind of like taking it out of a sleep mode, so to speak. But my whole thing is with the whole Xbox or the Kinect integration.
Seen naked, that's all.
No, I don't. No, the Kinect integration is just like, hey, I know that they're trying, and we've had this conversation like countless times before. Okay, yeah, they want to incorporate this kind of stuff mainly just because it's new, it's innovating, it's crazy. You know, you got to try it because it's fucking nuts. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, some people can respect the fact that it's cool, but still not want to use it. Like, I don't want to fucking use it. Well, and I understand that it's interesting. But, you know, I don't care how you integrate it, it's just, there's no appeal of it to me. Like, and I was telling Joe before we even, you know, turned the fucking microphone on, because I came over to hang out for a little bit before we actually recorded. What I'm going to be doing for this new generation of consoles, fuck the PlayStation, fuck the Xbox.
Fuck the world.
Fuck the world, basically. I'm going to get...
Fuck your couch.
I'm going to get a Wii U, and I'm going to upgrade my PC, and I'm going to call it a day. Because what I'm going to end up doing is, there's two types of games that I'm interested in. If there's something casual, where I just want to turn my TV on and play a game for a little bit, any of the first party, Wii games are going to fill that void for me. Playing a Mario game is going to do that. Playing a Donkey Kong game is going to do that. Smash Brothers is going to do that. I don't
think Pikmin's going to do that.
But what I'm saying is a casualized game, Wii U will deliver for it every single time. All right?
Sorry, my bad.
Now, when it comes time for me wanting to have, like,
okay.
When it comes time for me to want to have a hardcore gaming experience, I'm going to play on PC. Because all the games
that I've... sweet-ass games are coming to PC.
Exactly. All the games that I want to dump a shit ton of time into are going to be on PC. So why bother with all this bullshit of, oh, I need to have an extra monthly subscription just to use my console online, regardless of if I use an Xbox or a PlayStation. And having to pay monthly for a game that I already bought, to me, seems outrageous. Mainly just because I'm not the kind of person that sits and plays these games religiously from months on end. I might have a day or two out of the month where I can dedicate to a game like that, and that's no problem. However, I don't have it, like, significantly regularly during the course of a month. Like, it's really hit and miss for me. So I'm not going to pay extra per month just to play the stuff that I've already bought. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Joe before, too, I was so fucking pissed. I turned my Xbox 360 on for the first time in, like, a month or two yesterday. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch some YouTube videos on my TV because, hey, I would love to watch some YouTube videos on my fucking TV. Yeah. But I can't do that because I don't have gold. Like, something as stupid as that. Like,
that's not news, though.
Yeah, but for me... what I want out of a
that
console,
just means
I want to turn a console on, I want to play my game, I want to do some cool shit with it and turn it off. And that's it. Like, I don't want to have to be like, oh, did I renew my gold or PlayStation Plus this month? Or did I buy it for this year or all that? Just, no, fuck that.
See, that's why I find a sale and I buy in advance.
Mm. Well, like, right, but that's still extra money that you're spending for something that, like, I feel should just come free.
Okay,
like,
and I think it's worth it. You know, they have to pay for their servers. Well, they have to pay
to
create that content.
Here's the interesting rift between...
they're making a shitload of money.
Huber and I, and you, is that Huber and I come from major PC game background. Where
I'm console through and through, so I understand where you guys are coming from.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. Here's the thing, is that, like, let's say him and I, like, we were religious playing Counter-Strike, right?
Okay.
Our friend Andrew, really big in the Day of Defeat. I mean, all these were Half-Life mods, but the neat thing about it was, we can set up our own server. I can take a junk, you know, PC from old parts, and I can build my own server and run it myself.
I know.
And that's sort of the beauty of having an open market with this, is that Xbox is forcing you to pay for it to run all of it, but they don't let you have the option of running it yourself. Everything is sort of forced. That's why, like, a lot of the time on PC, you never have to pay for this bullshit. Because you can run it. Somebody out there is running it and running ads on the server, so when you just get into the lobby, there's an ad there. Yeah. They make a shit ton of money off that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's... and it, we never, like, you never, never would any of us ever
complain about an ad, ever. Because even on Counter-Strike servers, it's literally, it's the splash screen when you first get into the game, and there's an ad there. And you close out, and you're playing the game, and then until you leave that server, you'll never see any of it ever again.
But that's the thing, is that, I know that, like, I like the Xbox One server stuff that they're doing, because they're taking it a step further, and I appreciate that, and that's something I would pay for. But Xbox Live... when it came out originally, like what he's saying with YouTube and stuff, like, why is that a fucking problem? It's not taking up bandwidth on Xbox's servers.
No, I'm just using my internet access to access stuff on the internet.
No, I think it's dumb that so much stuff is locked behind a paywall, but I've gotten to, like, I subscribe to Xbox Live anyway, so it doesn't affect me.
Well, yeah, right, you do. I don't.
I know.
So
it I like the service a lot. Like, I'm not hating on it, but I think that the origins of it felt like a money grab. But now even Sony knows that they have to start paying for it now, because they want to have an infrastructure that can compete with what Xbox is doing, which is, their infrastructure is great now. But I mean, it's not completely necessary for every type of game. And I think that this is what's going to happen, is that I don't know how profitable this generation is going to be with the high cost of games.
It's going to suck.
I mean,
probably.
I'm just going to buy a bunch of stuff on the Steam Summer Sale and then let that last me through an entire fucking year. And then when the Steam Summer Sale comes on again, then I'll just do
the Christmas Sale.
Whoop, whoop. Oh yeah, that's right.
Like, what makes me interested in this console generation is a lot of developers have passed away. May them rest in peace. THQ, Pandemic, like some good studios.
Bizarre.
A lot of good studios are gone. And that's, you know, that's shitty. And that's going to keep going on. And what we're going to see is we're going to keep seeing the evolution of free-to-play models, which is good and bad.
Whoop, whoop.
They're just starting cool. They're just
whoop whoop free to play.
I'm gonna whoop whoop.
I'm gonna whoop
League of Legends, the new Command and Conquer.
There's a lot of free to play that's bullshit. So I wouldn't whoop free to play as a whole.
The problem is there's stuff that you have to sift through to find the really good ones. However, that's pretty much with anything.
Okay,
there's always gonna be a bunch of stuff.
That's like giving the Wii a hearty whoop whoop. It doesn't deserve it. Because there's still a lot of shit there.
In my opinion, I think the Wii U right now...
No, the Wii, not the Wii U.
The Wii.
The Wii is full of shit.
Because there's a lot of good stuff, but there's a lot of shit. That's why I don't think free-to-play as a whole deserves a hearty whoop-whoop.
Well,
I think it's a very good direction, mainly just because it's one of those kind of things where it's like, you know, League of Legends... I can get into League of Legends, and I can play a bunch of rounds, and I could get, you know...
You could realize that about 19 hours of your day have gone by.
Yeah. I can destroy a day or two out of my week if I wanted to.
Okay, and then you have Farmville.
Farmville is not... You should not even be taking into consideration...
Well, no, we're talking
it's
about...
It's free-to-play.
We're talking about actual games that are free-to-play.
Okay, but yeah. Farmville is a free-to-play game.
Yes, but it's not the category...
And it's loaded with a lot of shit.
That is a web browser-based game.
We're talking about
full titles.
Yeah.
web browser games are excluded
it's
from this
still
discussion.
A free-to-play game.
Yes, but it's a different type of free to play.
Okay, so then, alright, so what? Okay, so then what about your cell phone?
What about it?
Okay, so.
There's a lot of shitty games on there.
Okay.
There's a lot of shitty games on iPhones, too.
Okay.
Where's he going with this? I don't know where he's going with this.
I don't know where you're going with this. Where the fuck are we?
What's the problem that you have with whoop whooping? Free to play.
Because there's just a lot of shit out there that doesn't deserve to be whooped.
There's a lot of shit
on... There's a lot of shit on everything.
Yeah.
Now, if you name specific games, like if he's like League of Legends and you're like, whoop, whoop, okay, cool. That deserves a whoop.
Dude, think of it this way. All right, League of Legends, if you get good enough at League of Legends and you technically don't even have to pay a fucking penny, you can go and do tournaments...
Dominate face and get stupid fucking money in return.
That's what I said. That deserves a whoop whoop.
Well, yeah, but you see,
we're getting
off the topic here. The problems with free to play are there as well as the benefits. But what's going to happen is we're probably going to see more of these free to play games showing up on your consoles now because it's going to be capable of doing it with this new design. And because of the high cost
of games... We're getting a new free-to-play game next week. Spartacus is coming to Xbox Live and PSN.
We're getting... The high cost of these games, though, is going to cause us to see a lot of types of shovelware come out digitally that's going to cloud those systems, which sucks.
Yep.
And these giant AAA titles are going to come out, and they're going to be all right, but they're also going to be pandering to a common denominator. Whereas PC...
Like Dead Space. With its
like
microtransactions.
Well, the microtransactions I didn't even notice in the game. Like, I don't even know how to access them. Mm. But the problem with Dead Space wasn't so much the microtransactions as the shoehorned co-op that was a neat idea, it just didn't work. I understand why they did it, and I don't really fault them for it, because it could have been cool in the right circumstances. It just didn't gel perfectly. With the story especially, it didn't gel. They could have done something better. But anyway, that's another topic. But, the high cost of games, like, you know, we've mentioned it before, Tomb Raider sold 6 million copies. It was a disappointment. Let me do the math real quick about how much fucking money that was. 6 million times 59.99. That's $359 million. Almost $360 million. And that game was a failure.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have...
Which is disgusting.
$8 and be happy with my life. No, that's a disgusting amount of money. And that game was fantastic and deserves a shit ton of praise, but it was a failure. like, that's a problem with the industry. And that
it was
problem,
a financial failure. Well, let's not just call it a failure as a whole.
The problem with it being a financial failure is the way the console market is right now, is the developers do not get a lot of that money. And that's what was solid about Xbox's thing, communicated very poorly.
Yeah.
But that's what was good about it. And I'm afraid that them going away from this, we're going to see this generation suffer because they're going to have to do another 7-8 year cycle of what we just had.
Of the same old shit.
Of these, we're getting shoveled these AAA games and these companies aren't making money.
See, now, here's a question that I have for Joe. What is your motto on independent developers? How do you feel about independent developers on consoles?
I think it's awesome, and I wish Xbox would support it more.
Okay.
The fact that they're forcing independents to find a publisher isn't fair to them.
Now, here's the thing. How would you want Xbox to fix that problem?
Let indies self-publish.
Boom. Done. Moving on.
Guess who does that? Guess what market does that?
Steam Nintendo and PlayStation and Nintendo. Everyone but Xbox. Yeah, it's shitty that Microsoft does that.
We got, at Sword Tech, we got I think it's a free dev kit for the Vita. Like just a software development.
Well, Sony is desperate to get anything on the Vita, so they just don't want to do it themselves.
They've got stuff on the Vita, it's just nobody fucking looks.
Or it's shitty. Jak and Daxter collection came out this week to unanimously horrible word of mouth because frame rate is shit. What the controls are laggy and shit. They're saying it's a god-awful port that ruins... It hurts the name of Naughty Dog and Jak and Daxter.
Well...
Yeah.
But, I mean... It scares me about this generation because I feel like we're going to see less innovation, less interesting titles, and except on the PC.
I was just going to say.
There's a big sign of that a lot of these games are so multi-platform with the PC now, which is partially because this generation of consoles is basically just modified PCs.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to see a lot of these things hit PC, and then a lot of the people who have already been turning to PC games are just going to be re-solidified with that.
Yeah,
why go spend $500 on a console when I can go spend $200 on a video card, and I'm set for the next 3 years, easy peasy. You know?
Yep, and that's the way that I feel. Because it's literally like any type of game that I want to play, performance-wise and title-wise, the best versions of those types of game, in my opinion, are going to be on PC. Or they're going to be on PC. They're going to be on PC and one of these consoles like the PlayStation 4 or the...
Okay, so Xbox enough TV. Blowing the PC from you guys. What do you think...
Flating.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest issue with the Xbox One? You mentioned how horribly things were communicated. And don't bring this back to PC, Huber.
We'll see. On PC, Dark Souls runs great.
I think one of the biggest problems with the Xbox One and everything was Don Matrick.
Their company... It's just the way that they fucking put it out.
No, I think Don Matrick, how he handled all the PR.
Oh my god, it was atrocious.
Explaining things.
Primarily communication. They very notably listened to what we wanted with that conference where everybody's like, they're like, oh, nobody liked our unveil because we didn't have enough games. So like, we're just going to show nothing but games. And it's going to be boom, boom, boom. It's going to be very well structured. We're not going to waste anyone's fucking time. And that's exactly what they gave us.
Yeah.
Can someone do a slight bit of research for me? Because I heard a rumor about this, and I swear to God, if it's true, then I'm just going to write off Microsoft altogether.
It is true. This man has no dick.
Do what I do.
If someone looked this up about the Killer Instinct.
Unveil. What about it?
Only one character?
Yeah.
Yeah, one character at launch, the rest are you buy. It's free.
But
it's free.
A free download.
I don't care.
No.
And they're going to have
about,
a...
You just whoop-whooped free-to-play. You whoop-whooped free-to-play.
You whoop-whooped free-to-play. You're not allowed
you
to shit on this.
Listen.
Shut your whore mouth
that.
And listen
you
to the...
You can't do that to me with fucking Killer Instinct.
No. Shut your whore mouth and listen to the details.
So they're putting out one character, right? You get to play the game for free. Yeah, and you get to check it out. You get to play. Do you like this? Do you like this version of Killer Instinct? If you do, let's say you can buy the rest of the characters for $15. You know what I mean?
Okay. They're going to have a season pass option that includes everything.
How much would you play for Killer Instinct if you had to buy it?
Depends on how good it is.
If it was good. Let's say
if it was a full retail title, you'd pay $60
for it. No, I wouldn't.
It's very rare for me to buy.
He's a very stingy man.
Yeah, it's very rare for me to buy a title.
Let's say the season pass is $30, and it's just as good as Street Fighter 4 is, because that's what it looks like. It looks like Street Fighter 4 meets Killer Instinct.
Pretty much.
Would you pay $30 for that?
Maybe. Whoop. I might pay...
Whoop, whoop, free to play.
I might...
Whoop, whoop.
I might pay... I might pay 20.
Okay, well, how about this? Then you get it comes out, you play the character, you're like, I like this character. Then they drop your favorite character like a month later. He's $2.99. You're like, I'm in. You buy that character, you play through it, you're happy. You didn't have to buy the season pass after all.
You didn't have to spend $30 or $40 or whatever on full game because you got the one character you gave a shit about.
So you whoop whoop free to play, and this is what's all whoop about free to play.
But here's the thing.
I want you to chime in. Do you agree with me? Or do you want to kill me right now?
Hold on. This comes back to my whole thing of
fuck, marry, kill,
PC.
Fuck, marry, kill.
A console, to me, I should just have... It kind of goes back to the whole argument that I had about fucking Street Fighter Cross Tekken. The fact that, I bought the game, mm-hmm. and there's all these fucking characters that were on the
disc. But you won't be buying this game. It is free to play.
Yes.
Day one launch, Xbox 180.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm Huber.
I understand this, but out of a console, I want everything there as soon as I get it. I don't want it to be one of these kind of things where I have to fucking
wait.
That's
why you buy the full unlock.
And wait and wait. Okay, but you're saying that they're going to be releasing...
We don't know how they're releasing it.
Yeah,
we don't know if it's all going to be there on day one or if it's going to be staggered release.
If it's all there day one, and... Because I'm trying to think, there was like... How many characters were there?
I don't know.
Why is he still on this?
Killer Instinct's the only thing that I care about on Xbox One.
This isn't a
period.
Not. Oh yeah, that's right. Everything else is cross-platform. That fucking Rome game looks sick. Ill though.
Rise.
But
here's
the big deal. Why this is an important discussion is that the reason why they're doing this right out the gate is because they're testing the water for the free-to-play model with big name titles. They're saying, can we pull off resurrecting an old franchise, putting on the system for free, giving people a chance to play it? And then potentially charging for the rest of the characters. Not the game, because you're still going to be able to play through the game with that character, but giving people the option of, here's the base game. Now you can buy a character and play through it how you want to. And I think that's really important going into it, because what that's going to allow is they're going to be able to make a cheaper game, and then if people are liking it, they're going to allow the consumer to vote with their wallet, basically, and say, what do you want us to do with this now?
Shit, it's not even new. The one Tekken game is coming out on PSN the same way, where it's a free download, and you have the full game and like one or two characters, and then you buy the rest as you want. And that's either coming out next week or just came out. I don't know what. I know it's coming.
He's coming. He's coming.
Oh, he's coming.
I don't know. My whole thing is like I have this gut feeling. No, I have this gut feeling.
He's pulling a 180 on free to play.
I have this gut feeling.
He's the Huber 180.
Chris Huber 180.
I have this gut feeling that there's going to be a load of bullshit that's just going to make me unhappy. I really do.
It's a new console launch. There's going to be plenty of bullshit. Plenty.
PC bastard.
In reference to Killer Instinct,
I give a fuck about when it comes to the Xbox. Whoop, whoop.
No wonder why he doesn't show up for pod.
Yeah, right? Fucking people. Never coming again. I have a feeling that they're gonna pull fucking Street Fighter Cross Tekken. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, you gotta pay fucking $5 for this goddamn map.
No, it's not the same thing though, because what happened with that was Capcom sold us a game at $60
and then held,
and then we find out
the characters.
We find out a week later that another 20 fucking characters or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, internet.
12.
Yeah, it's not some like
12 or 16,
some
something
large amount, offensively large amount of characters were on the disc, but they're locked. Now, I understand their technical reasons for wanting to do that. I am appalled at the fact that I paid $60 for content
that you can't have.
Yeah, that I can't have. That I found out that I bought this. These things were on this disc, and I'm not allowed to have them. Like, that makes me mad. Let me fucking play them and do the DLC later. If you have a technical problem, too bad. Like, fucking wait. Like, what? It just really made me mad. I understand where they're coming from with the technical reasons, but it's like, that's not the fucking, that's the point of DLC, is you're supposed to fucking figure that shit out and have a good download plan for it. Like,
yeah,
don't
not shove it all onto disc and make people wait 6 months.
That's completely different than a game coming out and saying, like, here it is for free. If you like it, you can give us money for these characters.
That way, if you think Skeletor is a bitch, whatever the fuck
his name fucking was. Spinal.
Spinal, whatever. He's a skeleton.
Cinder. If Cinder's not in the game, then fuck Microsoft.
Basically. Really, Cinder of all characters?
Cinder's broken! You can combo the entire time! The whole round. You don't even have to stop.
You don't think they addressed that in the 15 years it's been since Killer Instinct's last game?
No. What I'm saying is, Cinder has to be in the game because that's the best part about Killer Instinct.
And you can
combo
you really,
the whole time.
You really think they're not going to remove an infinite combo character?
Or no, because almost every character had it. It was just a lot easier to do with Cinder. That was the whole point of Killer Instinct. It was a combo-oriented fighter. The whole combo breaker system.
Okay, combos
are
good and all, but when there's unfair infinite combos, especially today,
they get every fighting game ever.
Yeah, and they get nerfed right away.
And then there's another one that gets.
Anyway, Huber's a bitch. Huber's a flip flopper on whoop whoop and free to play.
Eat a dick.
Probably.
Eat a dick.
Fuck. So we've
Huber 180.
Fuck you.
We've wasted how much time so far on Huber bitching about free to play after blowing?
I'm just
free-to-play.
You know what? I'm aggravated. I'm aggravated because I came back for this.
No, you know what you came back for? A gunpoint giveaway.
That is what I came back for.
Yeah. So we're giving away a copy of Gunpoint.
Can I put my name in the hat?
None out of
Did
10
you email us?
I can do that right now.
Well then,
no. None of you were allowed to win the copy.
God damn
I'm
it!
Sorry, Joe. I know you entered.
You didn't mention that last night. Fuck you. My name's going in the hat.
No, it's not.
Too bad. No, that is not fair to our listeners.
No, you know what? Then I'll pick.
Considering I'm buying it, fuck yourself.
All right. So should I start with the normal emails or the Gunpoint emails?
Let's start with the Gunpoint emails since we just addressed it.
Let's see. Gunpoint. Listener question from Jason Murphy. What are your thoughts on the new rumor regarding sharing Steam games? What ramifications would this have on the gaming industry if it's true? Thanks for the chance. Let's see. Jason!
I think it's a fantastic step forward.
I think it's awesome because I'm broke and I can get my friends to buy me games. Yeah!
Well, I mean, I think it's nice because normally if I want to share a Steam game with a friend, all we do is I just give them my
account. Give them the money to...
Yeah. No, I just give them my account information. I'm like... Well, that's what I do with Piccolo Audio all the time.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, yo, here's my login info. Actually, I think he just knows it by heart by now. And he'll just log in and play a game, and no big deal. I just can't use my Steam account while he does, which is fair. But no, I think it's solid.
I think it's a great idea. I hope it happens. I think it'd be great for me to unload some of the games I've never touched that I've gotten off of Humble Bundles.
Really? No. Hook a brother up. Hook a brother up.
How?
That would be free to play, though, because you'd be getting it free, and you'd be playing it, and you hate free to play.
Shut up!
You're not allowed to like free to play.
God damn it.
And I'm sad that it's not coming to Xbox One like it was supposed to. What? Selling digital games.
Oh, yeah. Well, moving on.
They can flip-flop on that. They could turn that.
Like you.
They could flip the Switch. And
like you.
We already talked about it. Keep going.
All right. Mail quit the question and I want to get the Gunpoint for free from Jesus Siskamani. My question, what is the most enjoyable thing about making your podcasts? Listening to Huber flip-flop on free.
Get fucked, man! come on now. Most enjoyable thing?
Just hanging out with you assholes is the most enjoyable thing. Just hanging out with you assholes, talking about
I don't get to talk about fun, goofy shit. I don't get to talk about games that much because all my musician friends
because
are just
I don't live 15 minutes away from you.
Check out these drums and these guitars, and oh my god, it's got new pickups. And like, oh yeah, do you back Hex? What's Hex?
not as cool as watching me go on that crazy planet side run.
Oh my god, this is fucking awesome.
Dude, I logged in the other day, I'm like, that's never gonna happen again.
Never.
It's so cool. Alright, next email. Fuck this, I'm entering from me. The email says, we didn't set the rules for who could and couldn't enter the contest, so YOLO, right? My question...
Alright, you get disqualified for using the word YOLO.
Joe, if you want a copy of it...
It was a hashtag YOLO.
Kyle had gotten a review code for me, but he'd gotten it, he received it like a week after I'd already bought the game.
You see that? My name.
So, talk to Kyle. Eat it.
No. We have removed Joe's paper, yeah.
And put it in an
I still have a question, though.
Okay, that's great.
All the E3 fuss has been between Sony and Microsoft, but where do you see Nintendo fitting in all of this?
Right in my cabinet.
Finish talking, you asshole.
Next to my...
Will they be able to contend, or will, like the Wii, they be in their own little world for the next half decade?
I think they set themselves up to be in their own little world, and that's not a bad thing, because now they've removed themselves from the console war, technically. It's just, it's almost like the 3DS, where they're king of the market. If you want a portable console, you get a fucking 3DS. Period. If you want an accessory for your PS4, you get a Vita.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
If you want an accessory for your 3DS, you get a Wii U.
Nintendo's differentiated themselves enough that I don't even really look at them that way anymore. Actually, Miyamoto said it best when he came out and said that it's kind of like running a toy company.
Yeah.
That's what it is now, is it's more like a toy than a hardcore console.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. I still think the price is too high to be justified to call it a toy.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you right now, and I was telling Joe this before.
When
I go to buy a Wii U, I'm not going to buy it right away. I'm going to wait until, because I would assume that they're either going to drop the price or make this ridiculous bundle.
And he's going to wait until there's more free-to-play games.
Exactly.
Continuing on.
Alright, next email from JM. Since you guys talked about Anita Sarkeesian
in
this podcast and E3, I noticed this story garnering a bunch of retweets on my timeline. It's the one from Kotaku, the creepy side of E3.
Kotaku.
Yeah.
Kotaku.
Kotiki.
I actually read that article.
I was wondering what your thoughts were on it. She writes, we don't want to admit that there are problems in the world of gaming, but we have to. This isn't a gaming problem, it's a society problem. I mean, you could do the creepy side of supermarkets, couldn't you? Enjoy your podcast. Please enter me in your gunpoint giveaway. Well, he did ask nicely, so yes.
So, I read that article, and one thing that I...
The glasses are coming off.
No,
I didn't read it. I avoid that website as much as possible, so really? I really don't know much about the article.
See, the thing with it is that a lot of the stories were people, like, you know, getting hit on or accosted at E3. And I understand. Like, I understand where a lot of them are coming from. Now, I'm not a woman, most of the time.
Only on the weekends.
And, like, this is something that I've actually, I talked about. I want to do an article. Actually, I'll talk about this now. I'm thinking about doing something bigger than that. I'm gonna get a hold of some of my female friends who are sensitive on the issue, some of my guy friends who are gamers, and discuss it. I might do a Kickstarter and try to get enough money to go and interview developers. Like, you know, big name developers, Peter Molyneux, Randy Pitchford, like, you know, people that when you hear their name, you're like, oh, you know, I know them.
That guy.
Cliffy B. And I wanna open up the discussion with game developers and development companies. I don't want it to be a one-sided Anita Sarkeesian video with no comments allowed. I don't want it to be internet trolls yelling hate, you know, at Anita Sarkeesian or anybody else. I don't want to see Anita Sarkeesian going and giving seminars on feminism and whatnot to these companies, because I do not think that her views actually reflect a gamer's perspective, boy or girl. I do not look at things in gender terms. That is not how my brain works. I do not look at things in racial terms. That is not how my brain works. I will make jokes about it all the time, but, like, when I... Growing up, when I looked at man, woman, black, white, doesn't matter, it never clicked to me that they are different. They are a person to me.
Even in the bedroom.
Especially in the bedroom.
That's why you guys are best friends.
It's because I'm black from the waist down, man.
It's because he only has one testicle. It's interesting.
It has to make room for the rest of the meat.
Yeah. No, it's, I think, I've been saying for a long time now that it is not an article, it is not a video, it is a discussion that needs to be had. It is something where people need to talk about it, and it needs to be brought to the forefront to be looked at, to be considered. It does not need to go in and change games outright. It can't, like, I don't want Link to be a girl. I don't want them to do a game as Link as a girl, because it would be the same game. There would be no difference. All you're doing is changing the gender, and how does that empower women? You know, I mean, if you want a game like that, you're like, you know, maybe have, you know, Princess Zelda have her own adventure or something, because she could. She has proven herself to be a, you know, active participant in some of these adventures.
Yeah.
She does not sit on her ass. So I think that it would be interesting, and I'm going to talk to some people, and this stems from the article I was going to write about it. I think maybe it would be interesting to go and do interviews with developers and really open up the discussion and talk about, you know, is this a problem? It, you know, are the way women presented still a problem? Because I don't think you see it as much as you used to in like the 90s.
Oh God, like no. That.
No. I think that it has evolved, and I feel like looking at the whole spectrum of gaming is not as important as looking at where gaming is going. You know, so I think it's a really interesting topic that needs to be talked about. And the only way that it's going to get talked about is if you actually go to these developers and actually open the discussion.
Yeah.
Not complain or bitch or moan.
Yeah. Or present, you know, your facts and...
Yeah, and deny the other facts. It has to be a discussion to see, you know, to say, hey, look, this makes women uncomfortable. You could make something more accessible to women if you, you know, did, you know, or stayed away from certain tropes, like Anita Sarkeesian tries to point out. Because
mm-hmm.
not all of her points are wrong, just the way that she presents them is offensive.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's the thing, too. It's a lot of people want to try and give her the benefit of the doubt and, you know, say that a lot of the stuff that she's trying to bring up can be legitimate, but the problem is her reactiveness to everything that, you know, like, as soon as someone comes up and says something that she doesn't like, her attitude towards it and the way that she presents herself afterwards, it just forces people to not take her seriously, mainly just because of what she does.
Oh, it's, back with the E3 thing, too, I read a lot of those stories on the internet and whatnot, and, like stories of somebody talking to a girl, and then they, like, freak out about it, and like, you know, this guy tried to rape me. And it's like, now I, myself as a guy, like, you know, what happens if I want to talk to a girl? Like, what happens if I see, you know, I meet somebody, she looks like, you know, she's reading, you know, a Dresden Files book or something on a bus. No headphones. Headphones is like the universal sign of don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, she's reading a Dresden Files book, she's wearing a fucking Half-Life 3 t-shirt, you know, like...
When you just rip your clothes off and put it in her mouth.
Yeah, and she has, like, a BNV Nation, like, wristband on or something, a Covenant wristband on the other arm. And I'm
which
like,
basically has a tattoo on her forehead that says, Tim, do me now.
Well, just, like, what happens if I want to talk to that person, you know? Well, and I walk up to them, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, don't fucking rape me. Like, that's the way some of these stories come off.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the ones in that E3 article. Some of those were pretty crazy, but, like... one of the things that stood out to me in that article was these women, all had the similar thing that they were paralyzed with fear. And it's like, you know, I understand that, but it's like, why is it that I'm reading about this on Kotaku of all places?
Right.
Like, why aren't I reading about this in a police blotter?
Yeah.
Like, one or two of the chicks actually did go and get the person in trouble for this,
mm-hmm.
but seriously, like, Don't stand there and take this stuff. Like, if you are frozen with fear for that time frame, as soon as you're out of that situation, fucking tell somebody. Go to police. You know, if it was a security guard harassing you, go to, like, hell, I would go to the near, like, some of these people were saying it's happening right in front of, like, a booth. The security guard, like, fondled a girl right in front of, like, a PR booth. And I'm like, you can't, you know, Yelp? You can't, you know, or it just blows my mind that a lot of these people don't talk about it until an internet article later on.
Right.
Like, that is not the way to do it. You have to go to
the authorities. Blogging about it is not helping yourself.
Yeah, blogging about
helping yourself is helping yourself.
Blogging about it is not helping to prevent it.
Yeah.
It's you're good. You're telling your story. You're getting it out there. Fucking tell the police your story, please. Tell them immediately after and be like, look, this just happened. If this is such a big problem that there should be like, you know, policies in place at E3 or gaming conventions in general to be like, hey, you know, you can come here and talk to us. You can be like, something happened to me. You know, employee at this booth was harassing me. You know, can you do anything about it? Like, because this shouldn't happen. Yeah. A lot of these people, like, I know the one guy in the store lost his job over it. Good.
Yeah.
Motherfucker should lose his job for that. And maybe it'll make him think twice before going over and fondle somebody. But at the same time, it feels like, I wonder, like I said before, what if, you know, I could be afraid to go and talk to a girl because now she's going to perceive it that I'm some creepy guy walking up to them and talking to them. I feel like that is a problem with the way that this stuff is presented in our day and age anyway. Because it's like, I meet a lot of the people that I end up dating on the internet anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's a safe place. I'm terrified to walk up to a girl at an event and be like, hey, you know, how are you doing? Because of these stories, it's like, I'm gonna find a blog later on and be like, yeah, this weird guy came up to me. He's wearing a VNV Nation hoodie. And he was like, I'm a rapey bitch. Like, and it's like, I said hi. Like, I wonder where the stories get embellished because of this person's social anxiety and whatnot. But once again, that's why I think that it needs to be a conversation and not a story on the internet.
Yeah.
It needs to be, you know, it needs to be talked about.
That's a whole social, like, that.
That's a gaming social
gaming,
issue.
Gaming aside, even, that's a whole huge social problem.
Yeah, like I mentioned, we could have the creepy side of the supermarket.
Right.
I think it'd make
for a good story.
I'm even nervous talking about it because I'm like, what if I don't convey my thoughts and feelings on it properly?
Then you and look now like I'm, some kind now, of creeper rapist.
Yeah, and now right. I'm supporting, quote, rape culture, end quote, which I hate that term because that makes it think that there's a bunch of rapists out there getting together, hanging out, and this like, is their culture.
Drinks and...
Yeah, no, there needs to be a conversation about this because there needs to be, I think that everybody needs to be, gamers especially, need to get understand how to be socially connected without being socially offensive to one another.
Well, yeah, because there is this huge social stigma for people that are gamers that they have a lot of social anxiety.
Yeah, and well,
don't know
and
they, how to present themselves yeah, definitely doesn't with a help. Lot of people. So.
Well, that doesn't help. I mean, you can even take these stories of nerds just being dickheads at conventions and E3 and things like that, and look at like games like League of Legends that have huge community problems with being complete assholes. I mean, this is not just
how the fighting game community for the fighting, most part.
Yeah, that huge debacle that happened a while back. I mean, there's this is a huge problem that has lots of stems to it. I mean, mm-hmm. the feminism issue, the social issue. I mean, and it's a big deal, and I think that the interconnected times we live in are present a great time for it to be examined and talked about. But once again, you can't...
I think this is something that, like, Revision 3 would be better suited to cover instead of a very special episode of the SML podcast.
No, well, I'm not... I wouldn't be doing it as a... I'd be doing it sort of independently, and then kind of giving it out for free to whatever website wants to host the videos, because it's not something that I would try to... put out there to like rep save continue.
Oh no,
it's
I know.
Something to try and help gaming as a whole.
May I suggest Vine?
Vine, yeah.
on that note, we're ending this very special segment of Vine SML
of that question. Yeah, next question. Yeah, go.
That got
no. It was good though.
Heavy.
It was a good discussion.
It was.
That we have
I just,
to
I just don't think we're well qualified enough for it. When he's making jokes about you slapping your dick on some theoretical girl's forehead on a bus.
See, yeah, but you know what?
We are not.
See, here's the problem.
For this
here's the
conversation.
Problem. It's a joke, and that's you know. We know it's a joke. The listeners
know.
The listeners know that I'm joking.
I didn't even hear him say that.
Really? You missed that?
I was too like my thought gears.
Everybody knows it's a joke. We're pretty good people. You know, it might not come off all the time, but we're good human beings.
Yeah, we're very...
We know right from wrong.
Anyway, next entry from Jacob Garner. His email says, "Here's my entry with my Steam name. Thanks for running this contest. Really, you couldn't give us a question, anything more than that. Thanks, sweatpants, you fat sack of..."
Put a star next to his name, because I might make him work for it if we pull his name.
All right, next one.
Wait, did you write his name down?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay.
I did that during your diatribe.
Okay.
Nice words, sir.
Thank you. From Amanda Brown, "Do you think that eventually Steam will overtake the world of video games, become the biggest platform out there, bigger than Microsoft and Sony combined?"
I sure as fuck hope so.
Let me put it this way. What makes you think Steam isn't already the biggest platform out there?
But
Because Steam is not restricted by console. Steam is... I mean, you have to have a PC, but nearly everybody owns a PC. Everybody who has a PC is capable of downloading Steam and playing any of the games that their computer is capable of running.
See, and that's the thing, too. I don't quite understand why so many people are just like, if you're going to buy a game on PC, that it has to be through Steam. There are plenty of games that don't go through Steam that are good titles that you could
if I buy a game, I want it through Steam anymore. And the reason is just because it's so solid, it's so easy, it's so user friendly.
But what I'm saying is there can be really low budget.
Don't rent on the wood.
low.
You're in your own house, and you don't.
It's not leaving a mark.
There's stone. You should rent.
There
on
are.
Shut up, you face.
There are lower publishers.
I could just ignore him.
I know, right?
I'm listening. I've been going to ask. I'm like a woman.
There are lower publishers that don't have the kind of budget to try and get themselves onto a Steam thing. And even with Steam Greenlight, I know that they have a lot of stuff that, you know, people can basically choose what gets put through. And
do you understand how Steam Greenlight works?
For the most part,
it's a $100 fee, and then you have to get enough votes. That's it. It used to be free, but there's so much poop coming.
Too many people abuse.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, take that in comparison to something like the Xbox, where it's like you
$50,000 on the publisher.
You're also giving them a little bit of a percentage per every single copy that you sell. Whereas on PC, technically, you can bypass all of that and do it completely yourself and get all of your profits back, like all of your sales. Where it's like, that's why, like, PC, to me, just seems like one of those no-brainers.
Well, I've been
like,
pushing just... to Kunal that for Sortex game to, like, when we start coding this, I'm like, keep in mind that the first thing that we should have this available to port to is Steam.
Yep.
I mean, let's get it on iPhone and let's get it on Android, but, like,
we
should not even worry about the other consoles until we get it on Steam, because we're going to make the majority of our money on Steam, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'm like, absolutely sure.
I have to agree, because there's so many people, the way that Steam is even set up, there's so many people that will just randomly go through and be like, oh, I've got a couple bucks on my Steam account, I'm going to go find a game. Mm-hmm. And they'll just sit and they find something that's even mildly interesting, that you know, just something that is interesting to them in that point of time for that 5 minutes. They'll be like, yeah, I'll buy it. And boom, done. Like, it's just like, it's very easy.
Impulse buys are easy when something's only a buck or 2 bucks.
And when it's immediately readily available to you at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. We gotta keep it rolling here.
Yeah. Because Hubert just goes on.
No,
and
it's
on
good. This
on.
Is a
no,
this
God damn it.
Kirkland, what happened to
Kirkland?
And on
back.
And on.
Never come.
We'll play Killer Instinct next.
We don't have another medium, so you have to stay.
Never
come. You have to stay.
We will fucking drag you back. Alright, next one from Glenn Case. What
Glenn
are your thoughts?
Yeah!
Glenn Case, he gave us music before.
Glenn Close, the donations, was that it?
Yes. Okay, he says, count me in for the Gunpoint promo. His question is, what are your thoughts on the Xbox One now that Microsoft has changed their game plan? I hope they decide to let all of my Xbox Arcade purchases work on the new system, but I doubt that'll happen.
Restart
the
podcast.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You're never going to get those Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Restart the podcast.
Yeah, we already heavily discussed that.
If you want to know our feelings... rewind. You can hear them much.
Basically. I'm sure we'll be delving into it a little bit more.
We're never going to talk about it
in some of the later podcasts
ever.
But it also it depends. They could turn around and be like, "Hey,
no, they won't
do this."
I said this back in the day. They will not do the online only thing. I guarantee you, they won't. They will kill themselves. They realize they're going to kill themselves, and they pulled out.
They might implement like maybe a part of what they were originally going to do. Like how Joe was saying, maybe they'll do some of the cloud stuff. It's not.
Well, they're still going to have like cloud processing.
They're going to come back around to this stuff slowly. I imagine.
And there are some games that are going to require an online connection, like Titanfall. They said will be online.
It's an online.
What about Defiance?
Okay.
Well, that's an MMO. That one kind of needs it.
Okay, I would assume so.
MMO. Okay.
Okay. Next one from John Delvaux, aka Mellow Gear. Says, what's your favorite flavor of Doritos during a long cod blop sesh?
Cod blops.
First of all, because I'm pro, I will not eat while playing a game. I will especially not eat anything that's going to get over my fingers and affect my performance.
Two, Doritos are not vegan, so I do not
eat them. Three, Cool Ranch.
If I had to pick from my previous Dorito knowledge, obviously Cool Ranch.
Yeah, obviously. If you get anything other than Cool Ranch, you're a fool.
I really liked when, for a stretch of time, they had, like, a mixed bag that was, like, half ranch
half pizza. Half kind of cool.
And then they got rid of the half pizza, half ranch, and just released, like, a Pizza Supreme that sucked.
Okay, well, what about, what was it? It was a purple bag. It kind of tasted like Chinese food.
Hold on. Wait. Matt, remember the Dorito 3Ds?
Oh my god, they were so good.
They were fantastic.
The nacho ones were the best.
They were such a ripoff, but they were so good
because it was like the bag of air.
Because it was all air.
The thing is, it was like they were always filled to the top. Those were never like half-filled Dorito bags. They made the most out of those.
Well, yeah, because the rest of it was air.
Yeah, but they were fucking awesome. They tasted so much better than normal nacho Doritos.
Just because there was air in.
Yeah. All right, final entry. It's from Christy Teigen. She says, do you think Microsoft's policy reversal is a win for the consumers or just corporate saving their potential profit?
Saving their buttocks!
I don't think it's a win for the consumers because, like I said about the developers earning their money back.
Yep.
I think that this is... Microsoft, be it they didn't communicate this, I think that they were moving in the right direction for the future of consoles.
I
think that if everybody actually did a lot of the research, they would understand, and if they understood the industry very well, they would start to see how beneficial this could be. Not right away, but within the next year, you would understand what they're trying to do, and it would have been fantastic.
I understand where they were coming from, however, you know, I already voiced my opinion. When it comes to a console, that's not what I want.
If you want, here's I'm going to lay it out just so we can stop talking about the consoles. If you want something fun, get a Wii. If you want something old, you get a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One. If you want next generation, get a PC. We're constantly on the bleeding edge. Constantly.
They're constantly bleeding on the edge of the seats.
Every genre, you can hook either controller up to it if you feel so inclined and play pretty much every game with a controller.
Which I do so.
Cheaper does.
I miss the days when the podcast was made up.
You have no actual opinion.
I miss the days when the podcast was made up by a PC guy, a console guy, and then Bogue, who didn't really pay attention to anything.
Bogue was our idiot abroad.
And now I am, like, so outnumbered by two hardcore PC master race
guys. But you don't understand love consoles. But the problem is, consoles have drifted so far away from what I feel a console should be.
I know where you're coming from. You make your point so frequently on this.
All right, we're done.
But you never listen!
Oh, no, I listen. I just don't agree with you.
Let's move on. Where are we at?
Are we picking the names?
We are picking the names. We've actually put all the names in a hat. We're doing this old school style.
Okay, no, here's how we're going to do it. We're each going to pick a name. Everybody, each pick one. Ready? Alright, so I got one.
Oh, I know what you're doing. This is going to be good. I like it.
I got one.
I like it.
I got one.
I like it. I got one.
Okay. Now open up, read off the names. I got Kat.
I have Amanda Brown.
Metal Gear.
Okay, now we're gonna rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
All right, it's gonna be 1, 2, 3, shoot. Alright?
Okay, hold on. I gotta think. Alright.
What's there to think about? There's three
strategy. Fuck off.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Cat wins.
Cat,
paper, I had
double paper.
I had scissors against double paper.
So, yep. Christy Teigen, you win our copy of the game. I don't remember if she gave her Steam name. Let me double check.
Quick. If not, we'll email
her. If not, I'll text her. I'll hit her up.
You're going to hit her?
Yeah, I'll punch her in the throat. No, she didn't, so I'll have to text her.
You son of a bitch.
I keep telling her to come down. She lives up in New York. I keep telling her, come down and do our show.
Just come down nonchalantly, you know. Make a 3-hour drive.
No big deal.
Yeah, just come down. NBD.
She's good peoples.
I believe you. It's just a 3-hour arbitrary drive.
She's good peoples.
3-hour arbitrary drive.
How long do you think Kunal drove to get here?
2 hours?
Yeah.
2.5-ish?
I drove an hour and a half down to Harrisburg to pick up a Trump kid yesterday.
Your replacement flew up from fucking South Carolina to hang out.
That's because that's how far they had to search to find someone that's cool as me.
We replace you just about every week.
Fuck you.
Bogus still in Berwick. He's just not allowed to.
Can we get him on a special one night only?
Maybe we'll see if we could steal him for next week, because next week is the biggie.
Next week is the biggie.
Biggie Smalls, yeah.
Next week, we have our...
Biggie Smalls is our normal podcast.
Yes.
Assholes.
Next week is not only we are going to reveal the winner of the SML naming contest, which we still have a couple more entries to go over.
Save them for next week.
We're
picking the winner gets announced next week. Yeah. These are
let's read off the last entries next week.
No, the last entries get read now. We have to pick the winner by next week.
Well, there's not many.
Let's be honest.
There's not many.
I don't know. There's a couple that are close to my heart. There's a couple. That is the creepiest fucking face ever. How many other? You got any names?
Yeah,
give me names.
Mustin sent us some names.
Oh, Mustin.
Let's see.
Mustin.
He sent Scrumptious Menstrual Lunch.
Don't like it, you're disqualified. Fuck you, Mustin.
Simple Mental Lackeys. Stupid Mustin Language. Sweet Minor Lies. Sample My Lactation.
I feel like we had that one.
No,
we didn't have.
We have never had Sample My Lactation.
We had Lactation, but we didn't have Sample My.
And then this one, I'm surprised we have not gotten this one. Single Malt Liquor.
Ooh.
That'll be our classy podcast.
Malt Liquor.
And then Chris Taylor, who is actually still our front runner, but someone might listen, also sent in Size Matters Little, because we're all based on size. He also had a nice long question, but we'll save that.
Oh, or are we going to do that at the end of that?
Huh?
Are we doing it at the end of this one? Why do we keep pushing them back? They want our answers.
Because we're already an hour.
Because we had how much of that is you guys talking in the beginning? Is it?
Maybe people like the longer podcast. I like the longer podcast.
You always like it longer.
You like
it longer. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, so what's the big news for next week? I know what it is. You know what it is.
We all know what it is.
Big news is as long as it holds up and we can make it happen and get them to call in on time, we are going to have an interview, a live phone interview with Nick Chester of Harmonix. He'll be on to discuss Fantasia coming out for Xbox One /360. Going to talk about, I guess, their E3 situation and how things went there. Maybe I'll harass him about Rock Band a little bit, but...
I'm sure he doesn't want to be harassed about Rock Band, so could we keep that
I warned him that I'll probably cry about Rock Band.
I would like to ask a few questions about it, too, just like...
You guys didn't go to that PAX thing, did you? I did.
Was he at that? Do you recognize
him? I'm sure he was.
Probably. I would assume... Like, if you showed me a picture of the dude, because I'm fucking terrible with names... Then I'd be able to tell you if he was there or not.
Well, he'll be on the show next week.
We should each have a question for him. And that way we can keep it kind of minimal and not waste his time.
He says he'll have about an hour for us. So.
Oh my god. It's going to be a
the whole thing.
Super Size Me podcast.
Yeah! We could clip it. We can edit it up. If we wanted.
Maybe.
We can have an uncut director's edition.
Or maybe Tim will be like, oh, I can't do it today. Can we do it tomorrow?
And then some heavy shit will go down again. Dude, I was so happy. Like, as soon as I was happy and I was bummed out at the same time. Because, like, I texted them. And I'm like, oh, do you guys do the podcast? They're like, no. And then I check my phone and then I see, like, everything's blowing up. Like, oh, there's some ridiculous shit going on. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like...
I felt it coming. That's why I pushed the podcast.
It's coming. It's coming.
My Microsoft radar was...
You had diarrhea. You just felt it coming.
Ooh. Oh, no. Are we doing any more questions? We're wrapping this up?
No, we're done.
We're wrapping.
What's our song?
Rap.
Well, since he entered and didn't win, I think we're going to pay tribute to Mellow Gear.
I was going to say you.
Yes, me. We're going to pay tribute to me. No one wants to hear my shitty music, so we're going to pay tribute to Mellow Gear, and as a runner-up prize, we are going to feature him this week with some awesome Mellow Gear music and sexy fun times.
Word.
Sexy fun times.
Do you know which ones you're gonna do?
No. I've just gotten to the point where I'll just sit at my computer and find some good stuff and play it.
It's a grab bag of audio.
It's a grab bag of Mellow Gear. Maybe he has something new that I could bug him for.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Sorry you didn't win anything. Give us new shit. Obviously, Joe is not an artist. He doesn't understand how it works.
Nope.
See, no.
I'm the furthest thing from an artist.
Artiste.
I'm just a fat dude doing a podcast.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're living the dream, my friend.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Peaches.